item number four.
Item number four from the Chief Judge submitting notification of an emergency purchase to provide security staffing at the Day Reporting Center. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Welcome, Chief Judge Jeff Kremers. Holly, how do you pronounce your last name?
Sobleski.
I gotta keep working on that. Anyways, and thank you for your patience. I know that you've endured the last hour and a half.
It's been very interesting.
Judge Kremers, I think your hair has gotten even grayer since you came in at 9 o'clock.
That's not what's causing the gray. Thank you, and congratulations on your new chairmanship, Supervisor, and good morning to the rest of the committee. We actually have four items here. I would lump them in or combine them in the following fashion. This first one, item four, we can speak to, and then the other three, five, six, and seven, really, I think, should be taken up together with all respect. So item four simply relates to the fact that until January of this year, the Sheriff's Department provided security at the Day Reporting Center in the form of deputy sheriffs, sergeants, or regular deputy sheriffs, because he was responsible for running the Day Reporting Center until about a year and a half ago. When control of the Day Reporting Center was transferred to the courts, the county board gave the courts money in the budget to pay the sheriff a cross charge for those same security services. I was notified in late December that the sheriff would no longer be providing deputy sheriffs at the Day Reporting Center and that I should make my own arrangements for security detail at the Day Reporting Center, notwithstanding the fact that everybody at the Day Reporting Center, or most of the people at the Day Reporting Center, I should say, were under the custody of the sheriff. They were there on electronic monitoring and answerable to his rules. I asked the sheriff to delay that change until the issue related to the 48 deputy sheriffs being laid off was resolved. I indicated that my intention was to hire some of those laid off deputy sheriffs as replacement security detail as soon as we knew who they were going to be. That request was declined, and so I was put in the position of having to get a security detail in place on a very short-term basis. We did that by entering into a contract with G4S to provide security services or security detail at the Day Reporting Center. As soon as the issue was resolved with respect to laying off the 48 deputy sheriffs, I terminated the contract with G4S and hired two of the laid-off deputy sheriffs to be the security detail at the Day Reporting Center, and that's been working out very well. So the information I'm providing with respect to item four is simply to notify you that we have, that we had entered into that emergency contract with G4S, but since then it has been terminated as we no longer need that contract. I'm happy to answer any questions with respect to that item.
Questions, comments from committee? If not, yes, Supervisor Jurczyk, please.
Could you just ask the Chief Judge to clarify the budgetary impact on the fact that the courts are now covering that cost as opposed to the sheriff's department?
I'd be happy to. I can't give you a specific dollar amount yet because it's in a bit of flux. First of all, I don't think we have the final charges from the sheriff's department for the period of time into January that they did provide staffing, and there was a little bit of overlap with G4S while they provided some training. Then we have the G4S amount. We know what that is. I don't have that in front of me right now. And then I know what we're paying the two folks there now. I do know that the G4S contract, we paid them $22,521. And we're estimating about $97,000 plus for the balance of the year for the deputy sheriffs we've hired. We're going to be asking to hire a third one, not full-time, but as a staff or shift relief, if you will, for the two, so that if one goes on vacation or gets sick, we still have two people there. It will be something less than what the county board gave us to pay the sheriff for the year. How much less, I can't tell you. I'm guessing it could be a considerable sum of money.
Okay.
The amount we originally had was $226,000, I think. So it may be as much as $100,000 less.
And Supervisor Jurcik, you're okay with, I know that...
Yeah, I just wanted that addressed.
Yeah, I mean, we'll obviously provide you with the exact dollar amount as soon as we have it.
Well, and you will have front row seat, Supervisor Jurcik, when it comes before your committee, so, okay. Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to have some clarifying questions / possible comments. I just want to say thanks to the Chief Judge for, you know, looking at other alternatives that will help to save money in providing security for the day reporting centers. I am not sure I know exactly where our day reporting centers are located. Are these like centers that are located around the city? Are they here at the courthouse or a safety building? Like, where are the day reporting centers?
There's only one. It's a 9th and Mitchell.
Okay.
And I'm happy to extend the offer to all of the county board, not just the members of this committee, to come down and see the operation either on an individual basis whenever you're available, or we have... in most years had an open house that we invite all members of the county board to, where we can show off the programs and the census and how the operation is run, and we have people there for about an hour and a half program over lunch, usually is when we've done the open house. But if somebody prefers a private tour, we're happy to arrange that.
Okay. And, like, how many people are actually in this in a daily reporting program?
Our census, cap on the census is 150, but for reasons that we'll go into apparently or hopefully next month, our census is down right now. I think we're at around 50, between 40 and 50.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's lower than we would like it, and we're trying to take steps to get it up.
Okay, and just my final question or comment. I understand that this used to be you actually had a 3-year agreement with the sheriff to do electronic monitoring, and now he is pulling back on that agreement?
No, I wouldn't characterize it that way. The sheriff has statutory authority to decide who to put on electronic monitoring. I think... Supervisor, what you're referring to is about 3 years ago, the sheriff and I met and agreed that, and in conjunction with then County Executive Walker's position as well, we agreed that anybody who that a judge said could go to the day reporting center as a condition of their sentence, that the judge was also saying that person could be put on electronic monitoring. So that would have the effect of saving a jail bed for everybody sent to the day reporting center. Because prior to that, there were people who judges were sending to jail but saying during the day they could go to the day reporting center. And the county executive and the sheriff were saying, well, that's not really saving us any money because at night they're coming back to the jail. So we had a meeting, the sheriff and I, and agreed on some parameters of that in terms of the type of charges that it would cover. Their risk assessment score on a risk assessment tool had to be below a certain number. And if they met that criteria, they would be and allowed to go to the day reporting center by a judge, then the sheriff would put them on electronic monitoring. That seems to be somewhat different in the last several months, and that was the subject, or one of the subjects of the other issue that we'll talk about next month.
Okay, thank you. No other questions?
Supervisor Broderick?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just briefly, I wanted to point out that the Chief Judge has not only saved money, but improve the quality of the service in hiring well-trained Milwaukee County deputies on layoff. So that certainly was a win-win all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Item number 4 is informational. And if they're Supervisor Johnson?
No.
No, okay. Then I thank both of you. It's my understanding, Supervisor Schmidt, you're interested in making a motion for items 5, 6, and 7?
Well, as the Chief Judge alluded to in our packets, of course, they're all very similar in the fact that any increases, we have funds that the increase in expenditures will be offset 100%. That's true in all three cases by increasing operator with the State Office of Justice Assistance. These assistants, it's a state-run court system, so I'd like to see the state coming in and taking care of the responsibilities. So I know we have to work hard in all these areas, so that is much appreciated in these budget times. And in particularly, anyone who's new on the committee, we don't have to talk about TAD, but I mean, that's an area where funding is so important. We're talking about alternatives and non-incarceration, the reporting center, and the job that does. So that's an increasing... I guess the only comment I make besides moving approval then, yes, please, is that do you foresee any roadblocks in the future in these areas? These areas are so critical to the court's functioning with the state assistance, especially in CAD, as I mentioned. If I can point that one out, could I have any comment on that, please?
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Schmidt, if I could just step back and just give you a couple of sentences about why these items are here. All of these relate to the fact that the county board and the county executive funded universal screening, which we started in January. The result has been a significant drop in the pretrial jail population. So there's been a significant savings to the county. We believe at the end of the year it will show a savings significantly in excess of what the county is spending on universal screening. That's the good news. This other part isn't really bad news, but it's something we have to react to, which is the increase that we've seen by moving people out of the jail is we have more people on pretrial supervision in one or more of our programs. And so our pretrial supervision program, their census has almost tripled. Now, it's not it's more detail than maybe you want. I'm happy to give it to you if you want it, but we've increased the number of people, but we've changed the level of supervision for many of them, the number of times they have to be in contact that is tied directly to the risk that they pose, as opposed to just somebody saying, well, we're going to put you on every program we have. We've targeted the programs and the resources for that. The result of that is we have many more people on pretrial supervision. So what we've done and what we're asking in these three items is to allow us to transfer money from the office, essentially from the Office of Justice Assistance for these three different programs, to allow us to pay for the additional resources we need to monitor those people. With respect to TAD, that's money that we're not taking money away from the TAD program. That's unused money from last year from our grant that is in excess. The AIM money, and I hope and I'm pretty optimistic that the state will continue to fund the TAD program because it around the state has been it's returning on its investment at 4, 5, or 6 to 1. In state dollars, so it's a very successful program. The AIM program is ending, it's over. So this is unused money from AIM, but AIM's not coming back, I don't think. So that's a one-time infusion of money. So that's what that's about. And the third one, the money from the Office of Justice Assistance, was they gave us a grant of $100,000 to supplement what the county board gave us for universal screening. We didn't use it all last year because we didn't really kick it into high gear until January. So we were just asking for authority to apply the money this year. So that's, I hope that answered your question, Supervisor.
Okay, so for the record, I'm going to ask the clerk to read items 5, 6, and 7. I know that besides Supervisor Schmidt asking for approval, obviously if any committee members have individual questions on 5, 6, or 7, we can take those up. So, Madam Clerk, please.